Okay. Parsha B'shalach. Az Hashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashur Azot Hashem. Oyim Umar Ashir Hashem Ki Gog Asus Mechu Berem Liyam. Dine Yisrael B'sefer Kakadosh Kedush is Levi. Right? Even just to say the words Berdichev is Mekadosh. So Berdichev. Here's Levi Berdichev Al Rashi. Yashir. What does it mean? As Yashir. Right? The famous Kasher. Al Shem Machshava Ne Masha'ola Alibam Lo Mashira. It says many different teruts in it. Rashi says that they had a machshava to sing. As Yashir, they had a machshava to sing, but they couldn't sing in Mitzrayim. So as Yashir, this was the manifestation of a shir that the machshava had. We want to sing, but we can't sing. We're like slaves in Egypt, but we want to sing. And this is a realization of that machshava that was in Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi says. Perishu Zatal. Sha'od ve'yosef Mitzrayim. And the Kedushas Levi explains Rashi. Even their Mitzrayim, betuchim b'Hashem Yishev. What do you mean they want to sing a shir? They're in Avdus. They're so sure that Hashem is with them. And they're so sure that Hashem is going to save them. They already had the shir in their lathe. They just couldn't bring it to their lips in Mitzrayim. But they had the shir in their lathe. They're preparing the shir that would be said in the time of their Geula. That's what the Kedushas Levi says. Aval kinir me'aposuk. Lo rak shechashva al hashir shiomu begulasam, rak gam az Mitzrayim hodu v'shivchu l'Hashem, k'mo shomer akosu v'yiktu v'yishtachavu v'yikodu v'yishtachavu, that they bowed down when they heard the Besorah Tov, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke to the people, they already bowed down in Mitzrayim, they're thanking Hashem. So it wasn't only that they thought, they actually, even in Mitzrayim, they felt the Geula. V'esher b'zeh l'havin remez ha'posuk, below Shamuel Moshe. Now we can understand the pasuk, and they didn't listen to Moshe. Ma'alem l'shmo. What was Moshe telling them that they didn't hear? Shamer Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem. Hey, Mini Yisrael Shemili. And he said to himself, they're not going to listen to me. What was he supposed to tell them? What? Ksiv Vayidaber Shamer Moshe V'Aharon V'Tzavim Bnei Yisrael. Go command Bnei Yisrael V'Paro and V'Paro Melech Tzayim. Lotzias Bnei Yisrael V'Tzayim. So, Matzivam, what did he command them? Go command Am Yisrael. What did he command? It just says, Vayitzav mil b'nei Yisrael. Rashi perish anhigam benachas v'lisbolotem. To lead them benachas and to have patience with them. Vayimarata lo anhigas benachas chasas l'chalila. What, Moshe Rabbeinu was like mean beforehand? Like, what, like, Hashem's like putting the brakes on Moshe, like, you gotta calm down on them. Well, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do to them? And why did Moshe say that the Bnei Yisrael won't listen to me? So there's a lot of kashas. We'll all put it together at the end. Don't worry. Notice that Gemara. There's a famous Gemara. I love this Gemara. Mizmor le David. So it says Mizmor le David Baruch Hu mipnei Avshalom. When he was running away from Avshalom, right? He's running away from his own son. And it says Mizmor le David, a song for David. So Gemara says Kino le David mibarei. It's a Kino le David. It's a horrible thing. Avishim min Avshalom. A person has had a shtar chov against him. You owe someone money. Before he paid it, he was sad, and after he paid it, he was happy. Hashem says, I'm going to bring up bad in your own house. Oh, maybe he's going to be a slave or a mamzer, a person who really wants to get me. There was no pity on me. Once he saw, oh, my son Avshalom, he's the one going against me. Oh, Mizmor le David, it could be worse. My son will have pity on me. We also have this idea of Mizmor le Asaf. Makshe Gemara, Kina le Asaf mi Barilei. A person has to bless on the good just as they bless on the good. We have to mikabel every gzeir b'simcha. So wait, if the Gemara says that we're supposed to take everything b'simcha, why is the Gemara saying it should say kino David? No, even if it's bad, it should be mizmor David because k'shem shemivarchin al ha tov kach mivarchin al ha. So why is the Gemara even asking kasha mizmor David? Why should it be kino David? It shouldn't be kino David. It should always be b'simcha. So mizmor David. That's a kasha. Va'od lefi tirutz shel Gemara amru mizmor al atova sheyisol gam b'tzarasam b'mizmor matzam nemu rak divrei hatzaros. Okay, that's very cute that David HaMelech was feeling great, but it just says mizmor David. It doesn't say anything else about good about David HaMelech. David HaMelech doesn't say give hope you. He just, that whole paragraph of Tehillim is like David HaMelech being broken. So wait, if he's so strong, the David and Mizmor of David, and then it's all down from there. What's so gevalt about Mizmor of David, but a horrible Perek of Tehillim? Maybe we should, the Perek of Tehillim should be a little more hopeful. So why just Mizmor of David? That's it. That's David HaMelech Yotze. He's Yotze Zayin and Simcha, and that's it. What's going on here? Again, a lot of kashas. We'll put it all together in the end. I'm also doing it very fast. And we can be mamin that is from Hashem. Again, I am not speaking. The Eish Kodesh was speaking 1942 in the Warsaw Ghetto. He already lost his children by this time. So, aval gam lezamer as kasha, but to sing to Hashem is very hard. Ki lezamer tzichon shemitoch nafsho v'libo yizamer ma'atzmo. Because to lezamer, you have to, it has to come from your nefesh and your lev. V'afil anov yishechem isnoi v'ayah v'sim chagam shay yisurim. V'ashechaz v'sari kiddush l'chayim vital. Should become welcome kisharot la'or alav simcha yisir k'deshetisha nevuah alav chulim anagin. When the novi has to be very besimcha to get nevuah, you're not going to get any nevuah with ba'atzmos. So what happened was that he would bring a nigin and menagin, and the menagin would play for him. We know this by Shaul HaMelech, and also other they actually quoted from Malachim. I don't even know what Novi is talking about. Malachim Bet? Gimel? No, Yama Novi, I don't think it's Elisha. It was Elisha. It's Elisha. Chuli menagin, someone should play for me. They have to have some simcha. Like, to have a zimmer. Zimmer is different than being besimcha. Zimmer is an open expression. To go from your lave to your mouth, you have to have something to bring it out. You have to bring the menagin in. You have to bring it out. So he says, in the time of tzar, yeah, we can have simcha, but we can't have zmira. And that's what he asks. Mizmor, kinemi boile. Meaning, it can't be a zimra. Meaning, David HaMelech could be okay and accepting of Hashem, but how can he be singing to Hashem? How does he find the strength to sing? Eich b'emet ha'yachol ha'gam l'zamer. Tereza ha'gemar sh'ra gam b'zeh neis v'na shemayim. Sh'ayachol yos od yoter rav l'chazil. Because he saw it as a neis from shemayim. Meaning, remember, we need that stimulant to zimra. This neis from shemayim, that it could be worse. It could be a mamzer. It could be an eved. It's my son. It could be worse. I always say this when we go on the Harizetim to everyone sitting by Yad Avshalom. It always could be worse. It always could be worse. This is a great rule for us. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm taping. Recording. Shein has b'mal is chazak, as tuchim is chazak, v'gam l'smol chazak, v'zeh shayo yochol yos chazak haliyo od yosir ra. K'mod b'dovid shesameach al shayo yochol yos ever imamzeh. Aber kishchas chaluy isur kol kach misrabim that shekol ish nofel in the shabbos season. But when you have nothing to hold on to, not one piece, not one thread of hope to hold on to, lo neshami menu ishus lo ischazik. The person's not even there anymore. Kasha samech asam shabbos kelu v'zeh lo shamu Moshe. That you're totally broken. That the person's not even there anymore. Right? We know that one of the biggest things in the Eish Kodesh is that emunah is natural. But if you're not who you are, if you don't know who you are, you're not going to have emunah. If you don't have dignity, human dignity, you can't have emunah, you can't have simcha, you can't have anything. That's what it means with Shlomo Moshe, that they wouldn't listen to Moshe because they're so broken that they can't listen to Moshe. Ki besota pligit tanai, eich amu yisrael shira. It's machlokis and sota, how did Am Yisrael say shira? Rabbi Nechemia sova shashar sa shechina al yisrael. Shko yisrael kivnu yachad loma shira Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Noshe, Rabbi Yosef, Gleis, Rabbi Lusha, Rak, Masha, Amar, Moshe, Anu, Ach, Emachar. So my focus is like this. One says that the Shekhinah rested on all of Israel, and they all said the Shira together with Moshe Rabbeinu. How did they know the Shira? The Shekhinah was there, that you didn't have to learn it. You didn't have to learn. Certain Nigunim are so good, you don't have to learn it. Right? Like when Yosef Gadir started one Nigun, like, I don't know, no one heard the Nigun before, but everyone's singing. So it was such a good Nigun that everyone knew the Shekhinah was there. They didn't have to learn the Nigun beforehand. They learned it. However, Rekibir Lazar says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu would say it, and everyone would answer it afterwards. The Eilu Ve'ilu Devei L'Chaim Chaim, they're both true. the biyam shishar ze kol kach hashchina aleihem ad shirosh shivcha aleihem mashal rochi cheskel v'chol shanaviim azichlu gam be'etzem gam kel mashira af shelo shem rachem Moshe Rabbeinu shepasuk Moshe Rabbeinu sashira gam hem amru imo yachad, that during the yam there is such a great hisgalus of Hashem, they didn't have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu for the shir, they sang it with Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashenkin kshiu odem b'mitzrayim, there's also a shir in Mitzrayim. They wanted to sing to Hashem. Meaning, when he took away the tevin, he says, "I don't care. You know, you're not even getting the tevin. You have to make the bricks yourself." Nafal kokach rucham. The ruach felt so low. Shal yochel gam l'shmo m'Moshe Rabbeinu. They couldn't. What does it mean? Below Shamu Moshe. Not Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't speaking to Amisol. They didn't hear the shira from Moshe. They didn't hear the song of Geula from Moshe, and they couldn't even answer to it. They couldn't even answer to it. I wish below Shamu Moshe mikotzer ruach v'avodakasha. They couldn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu's song. They won't listen to me. Okay, so then you have to be manig benachas. What would that do? So he says like the roi Yisrael, I guess he's talking about the avos and the tzaddikim, that the avos will be poel mimoro. They'll be working in the moro, that the anhag of Am Yisrael will be benachas and not be yisurim, and b'schus the avos helping us, they'll be able to hear the shir of Moshe. Pasuk Omer v'tzavim b'nei Yisrael and command b'nei Yisrael. Why does it say command b'nei Yisrael? Rashi says, what does it mean command to lead the menachas? Again, what do we say lead the menachas? Not like he's so great. No, lead the menachas meaning bring the nachas from the avos. Be poil as gepol tzal is good, right? Bring the pole Yeshua from the Mala. So what does it mean? Kevin Shisha Pol Yeshua said Floris Bokhoi de Tfila. How we mitzave tfila? It's tfila, because Khasu Khalid Sarkov and Ace Larch with Tfila is Paul and Bigzera. Tzadik goes where Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So we can't daven. They couldn't daven. They're in Mekotzer Rech over the Kasha. So what happened? Tzadik goes there. Vayitzavim the Bnei Yisrael. Tzadik goes there. Vayitzavim the Bnei Yisrael. Let them be mitzav Hashem about Bnei Yisrael. Let the Avos be mitzav Hashem about Bnei Yisrael. Vayitzavim el Bnei Yisrael. Let the Avos be mitzav Hashem about Bnei Yisrael. Because we're not at the point of tefillah here. So that's the whole thing about how he says it was benachas. Again, lo shamo Moshe, they couldn't hear the shir of Moshe. They're not going to hear me. They're not going to hear my song. They're not going to hear my song of Geula. So you have to bring the pole of the avos to lead, that they should give them a little bit nachas, like the singing for the Navi. So the avos will be singing for Am Yisrael, that maybe they'll be, just because the avos, things will be calm down a little bit and they'll be able to hear. Thank Shurizberg, Medabel Yisrael, Shur Rachim, Yeshim, Medabel Lehem. And we see this idea of being sovel Am Yisrael benachas by Yishmael, right? The famous, you know, Tanya Amar Yishmael ben Elisha. Hashem said, "Lead Am Yisrael benachas." So we see this idea of being davening to Hashem. You should lead Am Yisrael benachas. Aval beitzor gedol v'itzavim b'nei Yisrael. But in Eitz Tzor Gdola, we have a Tzavim Yisrael. Tziva b'gzeir shifl on hagish rachamim. It wasn't only just a tefillah, it was a tzivui to Hashem. The tzaddik is gozer. Right? Tzaddik is gozer. It's mitzav Hashem. Vaitzavim b'nei Yisrael. Vaz pasuk ha-shibur v'shuv v'tchil gam Mitzrayim le'mo shiris v'spechol Hashem. Therefore, even in Mitzrayim, they're able to hear the shir of Moshe, and even in Mitzrayim. Chein lahachin esasin l'shir l'izim l'klishiyon. And they prepared themselves. And therefore, the shir that they're singing, they already knew the shir. Why? They're already preparing it because of Vaitzavim b'nei Yisrael, because the avos would be poel l'mala, that they should have benachas and a little revach to be able to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's song. I said, "V'lo shamo elai, they're not going to listen to me." Okay, veitzavim b'nei Yisrael. Let them have a little nachas from bring my enhagas and nachas and tzaddikim onto them. It's a beautiful piece to, like, before going. I don't know if anybody goes to Hebron, but at least I know I'm going to Hebron to be able to daven Hebron. What could to do to daven there? And that's what it means. Vayar Yisos Yaragdula Asher Hashem Mitzrayim. Old b'Mitzrayim. as the Yadagdu Asher saw Hashem bim Mitzrayim, Od the Mitzrayim they saw it. Od the Mitzrayim were Yeshua's Hashem. When there was no Yeshua whatsoever, they saw it. They saw it because the Avos were pole for them. Benacha said it's going to come. As Yoshua Hashem Machshava, as Yoshua is the Shem of Machshava. Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Azos Hashem, Shepalu Gamal Adoris Abayim Lemor. As Yoshua, that Machshava stays with us forever. And it's Poel, the Yashir for the future, he kind of goes off a little bit. And Yashir is that we will sing, this song will be with us for all of the Sheyomer Melev and Nefesh, that we're going to sing the Shir from Lev and Nefesh in Zolzich Zogin Shira. And there will be a time that we say Shira. Now, it's a very beautiful Torah, but when you put this in context, in 1942 in Warsaw Ghetto, he lost his wife, he lost his children by that time, he lost them by Hanukkah time, Sukkot time, he lost one son. It's already. But yet he's able to say Zolzich Zogin Shira. He heard the Shira. Let me tell you, he heard the Shira about what's going on tonight. He heard that there'll be 500 boys going to a Maimer of a person that has given his whole life to spread the Torah of the Eish Kodesh. He heard that Shira. And we're here singing this place. It's still a machshava. Even in the Warsaw Ghetto, he was getting ready for the Shira tonight. And Be'ezer Hashem, we get to be foil, to be poel. Sing that Shira, out of the machshavat that the Eish Kodesh had, that Zolzich Zogin Shira. That line, Zolzich Zogin Shira, if I said it, it's worth nothing. But Eish Kodesh is saying in the words again, Zolzich Zogin Shira. Tonight we get to sing the Shira of the Eish Kodesh that he knew will be.